Welcome to the Proverbs Podcast. Our text today is Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 11. The one who works his land will have plenty of food, but whoever chases fantasies lacks sense. To be disciplined has often been elusive, at least for me. I love variety and crave creativity, and these personal preferences have often tempted me to start well but finish poorly. Oh, it's not that the work that I have done has been unproductive or inconsequential. Rather, I might have had greater and more lasting influence had I found better balance in a more pragmatic approach to life. Pragmatism is defined as an approach that assesses the truth of meaning of theories or beliefs in terms of the success of their practical application. To be pragmatic would be to take the time to properly assess situations or opportunities that one might pursue the most efficient and effective course of action. You might say that a pragmatic person would move beyond present reality in a concerted and systematic manner with intention to realize a predetermined goal. The fruit of such an approach to life is most likely to produce the abundance that is alluded to in today's proverb. By contrast, those consumed by fantasy or unrealistic assessments of situations or opportunities will most often fall short of their expectations. But don't be misguided by today's counsel. We need visionaries. Our text simply reminds us that our work must be rooted in tangible reality. Fantasy is defined as the faculty or activity of imagining things, especially things that are impossible or improbable. It may also be considered to be a fanciful mental image, typically one on which a person dwells at length or repeatedly, and which reflects their conscious or unconscious wishes. For myself, creativity has been best realized in relationship with God. I believe that God desires to enhance our skill and to lift us beyond our personal capabilities as we partner with Him and make ourselves available to be used as conduits of His grace. The Apostle Paul makes an interesting statement in Romans 12:3. I quote, "I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." While faith is a gift of the Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians 12:9, it is also foundational should we realize the fullness of life that God has promised His children. Faith has empowered God's people through the ages to stand firm amidst persecution, adversity of all kinds, and has also enabled believers to find peace and purpose beyond their wildest imaginings. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Biblical prophecy has helped me to embrace the reality of God because it affirms His existence and draws us to a better understanding of His sovereign will. The ultimate victory and the certainty of life without the entrapments of sin is not just fanciful thought. Rather, it is the stated reality of the worldview of the Bible, a worldview that would lift us to the highest of personal and professional achievement in ways and means that would only bring light and happiness to our world. High ideals that are worth the effort to understand and embrace. Moving forward, I want to thank you for taking the time to consider God's Word. As you grow in your understanding of His will, as you enjoy communion with God through Bible study and prayer, I pray that you would sense His loving presence. Our world is not out of control. God has a plan, and He wants you to understand it and embrace it. May God bless you. Have a great day. I'm Pastor Ron Nelson.